from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Good progress made on the trade deal, according to the Secretary of State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore, saying the pact would create economic opportunity.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is about a lot more than just creating economic opportunities, and this is really important to focus on. It's about raising standards. This agreement initiates a race to the top, not a race to the bottom.
Now, Mr. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. A senior official of the World Health Organization says halting the Ebola epidemic in West Africa by the end of this year is a realistic and appropriate goal. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In the past 4 weeks, the World Health Organization reports cases of Ebola have dropped from 35 a week to 2 this week. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward explains health workers have become much better in identifying people, but he cautions against complacency.
The biggest risk now is irrational exuberance, to quote a famous economist, or unrealistic expectations. There are people thinking, oh great, it's gone from 30 to 25 to 7 to 2, it will go to 0, to 1 and 0. It won't.
Dr. Aylward notes Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia have reduced the case numbers and fatalities from Ebola to practically zero without the help of a vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. From the war in Syria to the conflict in Yemen, when the leaders of the U.S. and the United Nations meet, seemingly no end to the number of pressing issues that are up for discussion. President Obama acknowledged the demands on the United Nations have never been greater when he welcomed U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to the White House for talks on Tuesday. Aru Pandey has the more.
A day after announcing a landmark plan to cut carbon emissions from U.S. power plants, President Obama hosted the United Nations chief at the White House with climate change high on the agenda.
Encouraged the Secretary General to continue to work with us to press those countries who have not yet put forward bold, aggressive plans to do so.
UN Secretary General Ban praised Obama's, quote, important and visionary leadership on the issue from his first day in office.
Also, it can have generate huge dividends here at home in U.S. economy, and I'm sure that this will impact a lot of countries.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
Mr. Obama's plan faces intense domestic opposition from Republicans who are vowing to fight the tougher power plant standards, saying that they will hurt coal mining states. Now, President Obama said today that the world may have to come up with a different plan for South Sudan if the young country's feuding leaders fail to meet an August 17th deadline for a peace deal. Mr. Obama said South Sudan's President Salva Kiir squandered the great hope and progress the country had when it became independent in 2011, fighting by forces backing the president's and his challenger, struggling for power, has killed thousands and forced more than 1 million to flee their homes. Forces backing Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels on Tuesday as they continue a push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. After several days of fighting, the pro-government forces, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al-Anad airbase located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. Pro-government sources said the fighting left 70 Houthi rebels dead and dozens captured, with at least 24 loyalist troops killed. President Obama is planning a major speech on Wednesday to argue for congressional and public support for the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Israel and many Jewish leaders in the U.S. have criticized the nuclear accord. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will discuss the key issues that explain why the accord deserves widespread support and why Congress should back the international effort. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.